with Empire KBCR News. I'm Shereen Awad. Bank of America announced Tuesday that it's donating $750,000 to the Cheech Marin Center for Chicano Art, Culture, and Industry. KBCR's Benjamin Perper has more.
At a press conference Tuesday, representatives from Bank of America announced the grant, which is the bank's single largest award to an organization in the Inland Empire. The Cheech Marin Center, nicknamed The Cheech, will house comedian and actor Cheech Marin's collection of Chicano art, which is considered the largest private collection focused on Chicano art. The center will be in downtown Riverside next to the Mission Inn. Al Arguello is the Bank of America market president for the Inland Empire.
At Bank of America, we recognize that the arts matter, and The Cheech is able to bring world-class art to the city of Riverside, which is going to have a tremendous impact from an economic standpoint, educational standpoint, a quality of life standpoint, and really supporting the Hispanic segment that is so prevalent in the city of Riverside and, of course, the Inland Empire. So we think that this is an important venue that is going to attract tourism from not only the United States, but also globally.
And all that tourism will have a big economic impact, according to Paul Granillo, president and CEO of the Inland Empire Economic Partnership.
The Cheech coming to Riverside and the Inland Empire is a major importance for the economy, because when the arts are present, right, people come to celebrate the arts. So if you look at numbers from an economic impact study that we did, so when we talk about economic impact for the city of Riverside, when you're just looking at visitors, day visitors, and maybe visitors are going to spend the night, $24 million a year for the city of Riverside. When you're looking at the indirect and direct costs and economic impact, 228 new jobs, 7.5 million in new payroll, 13.3 million value-added economic activity, and $22 million in sales. It's a big economic driver. And where the arts come together, you start to see more artists come together. And so we look at the Cheech as an anchor, right, additionally to what's already here in the city of Riverside and the Inland Empire.
Cheech Marin himself was at the event and says the Bank of America grant is a big step forward in the project's completion.
It's an investment by corporate America into this project, and they see the good it can do and the foundation that's been laid before it by everybody. So it's like not winning, but like getting a big award for us right now. When I first came here, I said this could be the next big art town. I saw it right away. The foundation was set for it. You could see where you could build stuff on it right away. So we're doing it. So.
The Cheech is expected to open in the fall of 2021. Benjamin Perper, Empire KVCR News.
California may consider new ways to tax recreational cannabis. A report released Tuesday by the nonpartisan Legislative Analyst's Office suggests taxing cannabis based on potency or targeting specific types of products with different tax tiers.
We felt like they were the best at reducing harmful use, and we felt like that was the most compelling reason to levy an excise tax.
Illinois is the only other state that taxes based on potency. The LAO says such a tax may be more difficult to administer compared to the existing system. Tax revenues have fallen significantly short of projections since California legalized recreational cannabis. California's congressional delegation is expected to split along party lines today when the House votes on whether to impeach President Trump. Capital Public Radio's Ben Adler says that includes the swing district Democrats who flipped seats last year from red to blue.
All six first-year Democrats who represent competitive districts have either hinted or outright declared they'll vote for impeachment. Josh Harder and T.J. Cox from the Central Valley, Gil Cisneros, Katie Porter, and Harley Ruda from Orange County, and Mike Levin from San Diego.
Originally, there were seven California districts that flipped from red to blue. But one seat is vacant following the resignation this fall of Los Angeles County Democrat Katie Hill. With Empire KVCR News, I'm Shereen Awad.